Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Hawks getting ready for a game tomorrow night against Brooklyn. But coming up, there's another game that the Hawks are going to be playing. Hugh, it will be against the Portland Trailblazers. And it's going to be a special night.
Yeah, HBCU night with my man Lil Duval.
You already know, man.
First of all, I'd like to say why I got you standing here, man.
Okay.
I want to apologize to y'all down there in Jacksonville.
Man, here you go. Why are you going to go straight for the juggler, man?
Right. No, I'm saying I want to apologize.
And he waited till we got on air.
No, I wanted to apologize because I was like, man, Lil Duval, I know you're a Jaguars fan. I was like, damn.
And you know it's okay.
Lil Duval coming on the show, I got to apologize.
I can't even defend them no more. It's like no way to even defend them. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know.
I mean, they had a nice run in a couple years ago.
Where do you think we run? What do you think we're missing?
I think we're missing. Quarterback.
Well, what's name ain't that bad? The new one?
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah,
he ain't bad.
He ain't bad, but I mean, he's not.
Since I have you, can I talk to you like because we cool?
No, be real with me. Be real with me.
Dude, Jacksonville is not a football. It's a college football town.
That's why I was going to say we got to make it to where they care to play there.
Yeah. It's a college, and it's like, you know, like, I know it was an innovative idea, but putting a pool in the stadium.
So you think that ain't got nothing to do with the game,
no,
though,
but
man.
I'm just saying, like, it's not
if the
atmosphere.
If the game was winning, it would be lit.
Yeah, but the atmosphere, you were winning. And was it lit when they were winning?
Yes, we was. We was lit. We didn't have that pool back in the day when we was really talking about, winning.
Yeah, that's like when Fred Taylor was running.
Did you play there I played it one year. Yeah,
I was there one year.
I knew you had to be there at least one.
What's the name of that one place, the shoe modeling establishment? I can't remember the name. Like the strip club, like that was in
Silver Fox?
I couldn't remember the name. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's
he know about Silver Fox. That's about the only thing you could do down there.
Little Duval in studio. He's going to be performing Saturday night for the Hawks HBCU night. And he just happened to bring up, because he's obviously, Duval is Jacksonville, and you played in Jacksonville, and you're a Jaguars fan. You know, are you going to go to London when they move? To see
they're
their,
not moving,
wow,
man.
John, you just like it wasn't meant to be. We were trying to build bridges. I'm trying to build a bridge, and you just tore it down.
You just tore it down. Yeah, they just gave him 2 weeks in London.
Yeah,
they just gave him 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, but they're a popular team over there. But getting to this HBCU night again. So, second annual HBCU night.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with this?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, shout out to Hannah Kane. You know Hannah.
Oh, Hannah! And who doesn't know Hannah?
Everybody know Hannah Kane.
Hannah gets things done.
She gets things done. You know, so she actually wanted to put me into it, and at the same time, she put me at the perfect time to HBCU. And I come from Florida, and we all grew up on HBCU. That's the only thing we know when we come up from FAMU to EWC, Evan mm-hmm. Waters in Jacksonville, and mm-hmm. BCC, and colleges like that. So. Even on the Hip Hop Awards, I did an ode to the HBCUs where I wore my Edward Waters College band jersey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's in me. So for us to do it like that, it'd be dope. It's going to be dope this weekend.
Oh, no question about that, John. I think it's going to be a great time. As a matter of fact, I got tickets. I'm going, taking my son down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a fun time.
We're
going
to live our best life.
Yeah, well, I know you don't have – you live here now, is that right?
Yeah, I live here now.
So have you become a Hawks fan?
Yeah. I mean, I always – because of Spud Webb and Dominique Wilkins. To this day, I'm still mad that Dominique lost that slam dunk contest against Michael Jordan. I'm still mad.
How about losing it to Spud?
I really thought.
Lil Duval,
I got Spud because I'm short, so I was rooting for
but
Spud.
But that's like 87, though.
It still bothered me. It bothered me, bro. I was really mad.
But I was at the one in Indianapolis where he beat Jordan.
Yeah.
And won it.
Yeah, but I still think that day they cheated him.
They cheated him that day.
Cheated him. If you go watch the old footage.
They rigged the slam dunk? Get out of here.
Stay woke.
No.
Stay woke.
Speaking of Live Your Best Life, I'm curious because that song mm-hmm. was like the – like everybody was singing it. Yeah. Everybody was singing.
The song is a Negro spiritual.
How did you come up with that?
Honestly, it came from God for real. I don't know if y'all believe in it, but I do. And it came from just living my best life. That's really what I always did even before then. Most of my songs and music is just from my jokes. And my jokes is like that too. So that was just another one. And what really inspired, another thing that inspired was my friend that died of cancer. Mm-hmm. I watched him live with it and he never complained one time. So in my mind, it's like, if he can live like that and be happy, why can't we? You know, because you got a lot to be smiling for.
Fans can purchase the HBU Unite tickets at hawks.com/HBU. Mm-hmm. Stay after the game. There's something a little going on something after the game.
Uh-huh.
And follow the Atlanta Hawks.
And I might perform. You never know.
You going to perform?
I might perform, man. Yeah, I might perform.
Well, why else would... No, never mind.
Come on, I might perform. You
like to watch the
and
game?
And I'll be the first comedian to perform at an NBA game.
That would
anybody
be
else
fun.
See that?
Yeah, right.
And the last day of Black History Month.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on, now.
So speaking of the Hawks, what do you think of Trae Young, man? What do you think of how he is for the city of Atlanta?
He's the truth. He's what the city needs. He needs something like Atlanta hasn't had that person to get behind like that in a minute. And if he stayed consistent like he's been doing and shooting that thing out, we got something.
Do you think that he could, you know, potentially
build around him,
attract free agents? You think he can bring free agents to the city of Atlanta?
Yes, I think. I don't know why people wouldn't want to come here. It's lit.
We could talk. We'll talk about that off there. We can't. It's like certain things. Like we can't. You know, but we can't talk about that on there.
Okay,
but it's a lot
it's
going on.
It's on the office side. Okay. Okay, I get it. I get it.
Comedian, actor, singer, rapper, Lil Duval in
lover,
studio.
Lover, friend.
No.
R&B sensation.
Okay, well, yeah.
Everything. Sport analyst.
Certain things I probably can't attest to. I can attest to the other things, but
yeah, I got you.
So, what do you like more? Do you like comedy or do you like music?
I like entertaining. Whichever way I can facilitate whatever art I got to want to get out, I like doing it that way. That's what I always did. Even in my stand-up from the beginning, it was always music and everything like that. So I've always – it's just now people paying more attention to it now, but it's always just been another part of who I am.
And, you know, I know you don't have an Instagram page, John, but he's a funny guy to follow on Instagram. Definitely a funny guy
to follow. You know, we talk about this now because there's so many comedians are so angry – at kind of like, the PC or the cancel culture because they think it's killing their industry.
I mean, you saw
Chris Rock. I mean, Chris Rock took it on head on.
But I've dealt with the social media thing since it started. Like, I was one of the first comedians to get on there. So everything that's happening now, it's like the world is seeing what I've been so. You know what I'm saying? Because I've already understood how people are sensitive, how people get caught up in their emotions. Because people used to always get really offensive by what I used to tweet. And I never realized it because I used to say the same thing on stage and they used to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized it was because they couldn't see me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't until Instagram where they kind of got a visual of me because when you see me, there's no fear in it. You know what I'm saying? It takes the fear out of what I'm saying where if you're reading it, you're reading it in whatever situation you're in. If I say, women are crazy. If you just got into it with your man, you take it personal if you just read that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where it came from. But the cancel culture never bothered me and never affected me. I understand what comes with it. People are going to get offended. That's what you sign up when you become a comedian. You're going to offend somebody. Richard Pryor offended people.
You think?
Know what I'm saying?
It comes with the territory. George Carlin did. I mean,
it comes with the territory.
It goes all the way back.
If the comedian ain't had it done yet, it's going to happen. I done had got canceled plenty of times. I be wondering why I ain't canceled yet. I feel weird if I ain't being canceled.
You've got to the point now where you're looking for it.
Yeah,
like
I'm not looking for it because I never do nothing intentional, but you never know what offends somebody. You know, as a comedian, the best thing you can be is, like, say for instance, like somebody like Joan Rivers. Like, you might didn't agree with what she said, but you're like, that's just Joan. Because you just understood. That's like your uncle, like your granddaddy. You know they just talk like how they talk. You don't get offended by that. That's just who they is. And that's what it is being a comedian. Like, you want to be to that level where they be like, that ain't number Duval.
Yeah,
that's
but
just how
it does that happen? I mean, do you do colleges? You talk about HBCU. I mean, because colleges,
I understand.
Yeah, I started
off on colleges.
Yeah, but they're more difficult nowadays because.
They was way harder back
then. Yeah.
Like, back then when I used to perform, I couldn't curse.
Right.
Like, now I can curse at the college now. But back then, they used to say you couldn't say certain things. And certain colleges I wouldn't even do. Like, back in the day, I was the only, like, black comedian that used to do these colleges at these HBCUs. Like, if you went to school from 2002 to 2015, I probably came to your school and performed, especially at HBCU. So I'm really, like, into the college and the HBCUs. And I grew with most of these people that went to college, HBCUs.
Little Duvall is going to be with the Hawks on HBCU night. That's Saturday night against the Portland Trail Blazers. Do you ever have a case where somebody comes up to you because you're a comedian? Okay, be funny.
Yeah, I usually don't even tell
a joke. Tell a joke.
Like,
be
when
funny
I'm on
now.
The plane, they ask me what I do. I just make up something. I tell them I'm a realtor or something like that.
I'm a realtor. There's nothing wrong with that. It can be funny.
Yeah, I know. They make good money.
Yeah, real good money, especially when they
buy it right.
Yeah,
you buy it right.
Yeah. Just looking at some of this lineup, they say fans will enjoy a pregame parade, mm-hmm. performances by the Divine Nine around the arena concourse,
mm-hmm.
and halftime performance by Morehouse Maroon Tiger Band,
mm-hmm.
along with Spellman Mahogany and Motion mm-hmm. dance team. I'm about to give out your look Instagram. Follow Lil Duval on Instagram. I'm telling you, mm-hmm. he's a funny guy, man. At Lil Duval.
Yep.
At Lil Duval.
My Instagram, follow my Twitter, follow my YouTube. My YouTube is Lil Duval Vivo. It got all types of stuff on there.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, John. Yeah. If you got it, you need to follow. It's pretty.
Yeah,
funny.
My
page is really to inspire people to make them happy, make them feel good. Whatever you go through, mm-hmm. it's just where you can let your head down. And my comment section is lit. That's where you got all people from all types of the world, from different cultures, different nationalities, getting in one comment and busting heads with each other, arguing with each other, but still having a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
All right, so back to the Hawks for a second, Lil Duval.
Okay.
You know, because you're right. I mean, we haven't had a guy. Mutombo became kind of a thing for a while. But really, in my book, I don't think we've had a guy here, probably since Dominique,
right.
that really elevated. I mean, Mutombo was already a star uh-huh. when he came here.
Right.
And to go to that level that Trey can go to on this team, which is homegrown, right. which has been, we've had guys get up there, but not to, I think, already to this level.
He got it. He could be a Steph Curry down here. Like, he could change this game. He can, like, Golden State wasn't thought about.
A couple, by what, five, six years ago.
Right, and took him two or three. People forget it took him 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Nobody ever remembers the labor pains. They just want to see the baby. Mm-hmm. That's why I would say show them the baby.
That's for real. I'm going to use that line.
Just show them the baby, man. Just show them the baby.
Nobody remember their labor pains. They just want to see the baby.
That's it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, and now he's getting a reputation now for being a logo monster. I mean, he's firing it from the logo every game.
Yeah, man. That's good. That's crazy. That's so normal, people shooting from half court.
But you know what the funny thing about it, he's been doing it his whole life. He was doing it in high school.
That's muscle memory. Muscle memory.
He just doing it in high school. So he's been pulling up from there.
Muscle memory.
Since high school.
35 feet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What do you do?
So, again, go ahead and promote yourself. Give a shout out whether people could find you and all that kind of good stuff.
I mean, I'm not the best at promoting myself because I just be myself. When you're yourself, you don't realize what you're doing until everybody else tell you and acknowledge it. I just love doing what I do. I mean, I got a show we shooting called The Black Cousteau, you know. That's where, like, Jacques Cousteau.
You're going out in the sea and diving and stuff?
I'm a certified scuba diver.
Are you really?
Yeah, I've scuba dived all over the world.
I see everywhere. You should have told us that earlier.
That is that been, right?
Yeah, I've done everywhere. Only place I haven't done yet was Australia. The only reason I haven't done it yet is because I've been holding it, because I've done everything else.
You got to do the coral reef.
I'm only 42, right? Going on 43, so I didn't want to run out of stuff to do.
Well,
but
it's
everywhere
been
else I haven't done on Earth.
Pleasure having you in the studio, and I look forward to the event with the Blazers and the Hawks.
Thank y'all for having me, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.